Here we all are, at the crossroads by Crow Road.
We crows come here to say goodbye to those who have returned to Earth.
But don't worry, it's not so sad.
No, not so sad. After a while, wild daffodils grow where their bodies lay. So you see, they always come back to us.
For Grandfather's funeral, we came in our hundreds. He was ancient, 13 winters old.
Not many crows make it past 7.
He helped raise many, fed the young with tasty morsels and stories of our ancient journeys to winter roosts.
So we folded the black rainbows of our wings and remembered him in silence. This gathering of us, some humans call a murder.
We carry the burden of superstition and fear.
What? We can handle it. Anyway, where were we?
We were all still and silent, with folded wings.
Yes, yes. After the silence, we filled the air with Grandfather's stories of dangers to avoid, of battlefields, cemeteries, gallows, where humans fell and crows fed. After that, the sky filled with feathers and the rest were off, leaving just us two.
We two together forever, as is the way with crows, paired for life. Then I'd spy with my obsidian eye.
And we saw her for the first time. The human and her dancing dog. She looked like our younglings, with her small beak, red mouth and hungry blue eyes. She was always kind.
Yes, we remember kindnesses.
We remember friends and foes both.
We remember faces.
When we flew to her that first time, she gasped.
We let her believe she summoned us, when really it was us summoned her.
She brought food for us after that.
Every time. These offerings from her became the story of the glorious half sausage, the story of the dry but tasty biscuits, the story of the filling but unpleasant rice.
I'm sure you can imagine those stories for yourselves.
The titles give it away.
Every time we saw her, we fed and played with dancing dog.
In the beginning, her blue eyes spilled water and she often sighed. So we flew in treetops that she might notice the clouds.
We walked stiff-legged near the blackthorn so she might see the wild daffodils.
So she could understand that in the woods, you are never alone. Ever.
We tried to solve the puzzle of her sadness. We beaked amongst the spilt mess of the bin gumbo on collection day. Through McDonald's wrappers, chicken sandwiches, pasta salad, stale loaves. We traced our claws in that brown soup to tell her fortune.
She was uncertain. We saw that, of which way to go.
Crows don't suffer this uncertainty. We know the way to roost for hundreds of winters. We know the days the bins are full and dropping treats. We flew and she followed us. We took the burden of deciding from
her. We showed her beautiful things. We told her stories.
We made her gifts.
We flattened ring pools and threaded them with wild garlic and ivy. We made a posy of fuse wire and catkins. On a lost key ring, we wound a flattened balloon. We left these for her. A wild thank you.
Thank you, she said back, blue eyes widening with wonder. Let us teach you how to fly, we called.
You have different wings to us.
But still you can fly above your troubles and worries to see the world differently.
Let us teach you how.
We don't think she understands what she's capable of yet. We'll keep coming. We'll keep trying.
We crows waste nothing. No opportunity, no friends, no chance to teach the young.
The story of us two, of blue eyes and dancing dog, is not finished. You might see them yourselves one day. If you do, you could say hello. She might give you half a lamb chop or some walnuts.
If you're lucky. Anyway, time to go.
Let's turn down Crow Road, where we hid nuts for winter.
The nuts we hide and forget spring up into trees.
Nothing here is wasted. Can you guess which trees grew up from the nuts of our forgotten meals? Come.
One call for bad news.
Two for good health. Three
for glad tidings. Four for great wealth.
Five for beginnings.
Six for the end.
Seven for hearts that only sweet time can mend.
Ah!